Let's do the 60-second savings challenge. Step one, download Rocket Money. Step two, link your accounts and see every subscription you're paying for. Tap one you don't use and cancel it. That's money back every month. Step three, create a financial goal. $50 every paycheck, or let the app automatically move small amounts of cash when you can afford it. In a week, you'll forget you set it up. In a month, you'll see real dollars piling up. In a year, you'll be shocked at how much money you've saved. Bonus challenge, upload an internet or phone bill and let Rocket Money try to lower it. You only pay if they find you savings. On average, Rocket Money members can save up to $740 a year when using all the app's premium features. Users love the app with over 186,000 five-star ratings. Make saving money the resolution you actually keep. Start the 60-second savings challenge at rocketmoney.com/cancel. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Another checkered flag for the books. Time to celebrate with Chumba. Jump in at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. CTNCs 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
The Burt Show.
Been taking a look back at 25 years of Burt Shows over the last couple of weeks. The last day we're going to be in here is October 24th. And I've told these guys before, like, I'm not sure that this industry in morning radio really fits me like it used to. And one of the reasons why is because we used to be able to do so many things 25 years ago that we would never be able to get away with today, because it'd be so many complaints and things got so politically correct. And Phil Tarana / Mark Owens is in here from the original show, and he was refreshing my memory on some of the stunts that we made him do back in the day that we would never be able to get away with today.
You know, I was never good at messing with people. So, of course, they made me mess with people. And remember on MTV back in the day, I had the show Boiling Points. And we just pretty much straight up copied that. And we do the Burt Show Boiling Points, where I would just go out and just start screwing with people. Like, I'd go into a gym and I'd start running and there'd be, you know, somebody next to me on the treadmill. And I'd lean over and I'd look at her and I'd say, "You're really not going fast enough." And I'd start turning up the speed. I'd go, like the night before Halloween, I started trick or treating. And I'd get so mad when they didn't have any candy. And I'd start banging on the doors. "Give me some candy."
See, what's funny is that's not radio anymore. That's YouTubers.
That's what YouTubers do now.
They do all those pranks and silly stunts that we did back in the day. But yeah, our legal has gotten a little stiff.
No, I got fired because of that. Yeah. So yeah, legal. I've met legal firsthand.
So. Yeah. So is that what we want to get into now here?
Yeah. So okay. This is from the Burt Show Best of CD, Volume 2. Oh,
we had CDs.
And it was already produced up nicely for me. Now, I will say, even back, talking about not being able to get away with stuff today, I had to cut out a portion of this because there was a portion that would get Mark Owens canceled today if we played.
What was it?
I'm not going to say.
We'll talk about it off air.
It was that bad.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Okay. All right.
But good enough to make it on the best of.
Yes. but this is like a montage of things he did over the years, and it ends the finale with the bit that got him fired.
Oh, God. Poor Phil Tarana. Here's a guy that works at all the hits Q100 for virtually nothing. And we make him get up in the morning and do the most brutal things during the show. Like, here's the time we put Phil Tarana in a dryer to pick out lottery numbers.
Hold up, it's still on my head.
Good. All right, Tracy, stop it now. Open the door and let him hand you the first ping pong ball.
Okay, first ball is a 7.
Seven! Nothing better than having Phil knock on your door to wake up your kids at 4:30 in the morning.
I have 2 sets of tools I have.
Okay.
And I've also got my air horn. Are y'all ready?
Birthday! Birthday! Come birthday! Time to get up, birthday!
Or ride in the back end of a pickup truck through a car wash.
Oh no. This would be pressure wash. Oh no. Here it comes. Ow! 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 Ow!
This is one of Jeff's favorites when he put the shock collar on Phil Tarana.
Give me a code word when I hit it the first time.
Small hot chocolate. All right, go ahead and start ordering some stuff for us there.
I'm ordering for a bunch of people at work as well. Guys, what would you like?
A small hot chocolate.
A small hot chocolate.
Another small hot chocolate. And I think Melissa wants a small hot chocolate as well.
Come on now. And maybe one of his most difficult assignments, our theory was anybody in a wheelchair can say anything to anybody and there are no repercussions.
It is not fun in a wheelchair, but at least I'm not ugly, ma'am.
Anything?
Nothing. I don't know what rolls more, man. My wheels or your stomach. Nothing.
Or one of the saddest days for all of us around all the hits Q100, the day that Phil Tarana got fired after doing this stunt. Last week we were listening to some car dealership commercials.
Right, the ones that yell at you?
Yeah, and they're notorious. The stereotype with those things is they yell at you, you know? Be there, Friday, the big sale. Rah, rah, rah. So we randomly made the joke that we should send Phil out this weekend to do just the opposite. Send him out to a car dealership and have him start to yell at the salespeople as soon as they came
going to buy
him.
A car.
Yeah. So Phil, we kind of just joked about it, but Phil took it seriously and he went out this weekend.
I went to 6 different car lots trying this. Everyone gave me the same thing. I'd walk up and you'll hear it in a second, but you'll hear it by the first thing. The first thing I say is, you know, Friday, Saturday, Sunday, the biggest sale of the year. And they all do the exact same thing. They're like, all right, buddy, here's my card. If you need me, I'll be over there.
They would
walk away.
They weren't buying into it at all.
It's almost like they knew I was joking. So I gave up and I was like, let's go to one of these little gypsy lots. Let's go to one of these little mom and... It wasn't so much a mom and pop
gypsy lot. Gypsy lot.
But it was more of just a side of... side of Highway 41 car lot.
Okay.
And this kid came walking out and I felt so bad to do this to him.
How old a kid is he?
I'm 24, so he couldn't have been more than 25 or 26. Uh-huh. And you know, he is so desperate to make some money. And I was so frustrated. I was like, I'm doing this to you, kid, whether you like it or not. And this is what happened when I got up to him.
Okay.
Good afternoon, sir. Is there something I can help you out with today?
Friday, Saturday, Sunday. 3 biggest days of the month to buy a brand new car.
That's great. I like your enthusiasm. Is there anything in particular you were looking at?
I want no haggle, no hassle. I brought my checkbook. I'm ready to sign and drive today.
Find something you're looking for?
It doesn't matter. No financing, no problem. Bad credit, okay.
I think you've heard one too many ads, sir.
1997 Toyota Tundra, bucket seats, AM/FM, airbag, 56,000 miles. Your asking price, $14,995, but you'll give it to me today for $10,000.
Tundra is one of our 10 best on the lot.
You buy this car today. Can I get 3.9% APR credit, $1,995, $5 a month, 36-month lease, plus tax, tag, and title. See dealer for details.
All right, sir. Well, if you're interested, I'll be right over there. Remember, my name was Corey. It was nice meeting you.
Okay, so why did you get fired for that?
Yeah, explain this.
I heard something far worse than that.
By the way, that was 2003. Yes. 2003. Full disclosure.
Could you imagine us coming in here and suggesting that wheelchair bit again?
Absolutely not.
Oh my God, no.
And that was the one that stayed in. Yeah, the one that got cut out.
Yeah.
So the reason I got fired from that is, and it was cut from the original, but we originally aired it. I mentioned the name of the dealerships that I went to test out the bit. So I said, I went to blank dealership. Well, what are you going to do? Fire me again? I don't care. So I would say hey, I went to CarMax, or hey, I went to so-and-so Toyota, or hey, I went to so-and-so. And at the time, one of the dealerships was a sponsor. As a matter of fact, Jen Hobby was doing the endorsement for
them. Oh, is that right?
Yeah. And so they heard it and they thought we were making fun of them. And so they pulled their advertising completely. And I remember, so the day after this aired, we thought it was funny. Like, oh, we all got a good laugh out of it. All right, go along with your day.
Didn't think twice about it.
No.
I wouldn't have thought twice about it either. Mm-hmm.
The next day, Mark Rainier, the GM at the time, pulled me, you, and Jeff into his office, and I mean, just ripped us a new one. I mean, just finger wagging in our face. How could you do this? The sponsors are the lifeblood. We don't do this to our advertisers. And we're like, what the what? Okay, sorry. And we apologized. We said, good call. All right, our bad. So you're kind of shuffling, getting ready to go. And we're like, okay, cool. Hey, no problem. And Mark was like, we need you to go on the air tomorrow and make an apology and don't ever do anything like this again. All right, cool, no problem. And before we walked out, Mark looks at me and he goes, and by the way, Mark, we're going to let you go.
Stop.
I remember sitting there like in total and complete disbelief. And Jeff and I trying to argue and stick up for you as much as we could. But he, I don't know how much money was on the line at that time, but it must have been a lot, because that wasn't the kind of general manager Mark Rainier was.
Yeah.
Very chill. I mean, a great leader. He was so upset, though, and Jeff and I couldn't figure out why this was going to be the one case that he was going to dig in.
Mm-hmm.
So I still don't know, but we, I mean, when I say we literally begged.
Yeah, and we walked down, and like I said earlier, it's down the loading dock. I mean, just bawling. I mean, just, I finally made it. Like, I've been working for, you know, 10 years to get to this point right here, and I made it in one stupid bit, and I got fired. And I went up to Rome. Shout out Q102 in Rome.
That's right. That's right.
had a morning show in Rome for 6 months, and then I got the call, and Bert was like, all right, come on. We need you back. We need you back. And they fought, and they brought me back. And
nice.
Yeah, for an extra, whatever I was making, for an extra $500 a year. That's my value, ladies and gentlemen. That's what, that's what I can bring to the table.
Man, as I said, when he walked in the studio, there are just very few people that you meet in your life that know somebody that don't have anything bad to say at all.
Especially
in radio. I can name three, actually. Leslie Fram. Nobody yeah. ever says anything bad about Leslie Amen. Fram. Tracy.
100%.
Our yep. producer for 25 years or whatever. And this guy. Yep. Right here, Mark Owens. No one ever has said a bad word about you.
Congratulations. And in all seriousness, I'm stoked for you. I'm happy for you. Whatever you do, I hope you just turn the damn alarm clock off.
Oh, I guarantee that, man.
And thank you. I mean, thank you, because I've said it before that, like, this was such a centerpiece of my career. And people still to this day, when I was at work in Braves games or wherever I'm at, people still, Bill Toretta! And I'm like, old school OG right there. So congratulations. And it's great to meet y'all. And best of luck for whatever's next for you. And congratulations on your success as well.
Thank you, my dude.
Yeah, do y'all valet?
The Bert Show. Get it? The Bert Show.
The number one resolution for people last year was to save more money. But nearly half gave up by February. Don't let that be you. Download Rocket Money to reach your financial goals this year. Track your spending, cut waste, and automate savings in one simple app. Rocket Money shows you all your expenses and categorizes them so you know exactly where your money's going and where you're overspending. From there, the app cuts waste by canceling your unused subscriptions and lowering your bills. No customer service needed. With that money freed up, the app will automatically set some cash aside for your goals, whether it's an emergency fund, paying off debt, or saving for vacation. Rocket Money's got you covered. Users love the app with over 186,000 five-star ratings. And on average, users can save up to $740 a year when using all of the app's premium features. Make saving money a priority this year. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Victory Lane? Yeah, it's even better with Chumba by my side. Race to ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. CTNCs 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
So I have two insane stories that are going to make you so uncomfortable, even though they happen to dead people. And let me explain. My mother passed away recently and we were scattering her ashes. Surprisingly, a lot of laws around where you can put human remains. Who knew? Including notifying the Environmental Protection Agency.
Oh, wow. Really?
Yes.
You just can't just go anywhere and just like spread them on a football field.
Surprisingly, no. But with her memorial is at the beach and you're not allowed to scatter ashes in the water.
Really?
You have to go at least, I think it's 1 nautical mile out to sea, and then you have to tell the EPA that you did not see burial.
I'm guessing 99 out of 100 people don't go through those proper channels.
No, and honestly, like, human remains are sterile anyway, like if they're ashes, because it's been burned in a fire, so I mean, you're probably good to go. The fish are doing worse things in the water.
Yeah, but it makes me want to ask later, where did you sneak spread ashes?
That's good.
Because I know people have done it, and I think there's really popular, like Fenway or something like that.
Sure.
People will sneak them in a pocket and they'll be in the outfield and they'll just like psh, 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 like throw some out there. But I'm sure there's crazy places where people have sneakily spread the ashes.
Yeah, we had Crash in here a couple of days ago that said that he spread that his mom's ashes in on It's a Small World in Disney World.
And apparently the Haunted Mansion is really popular at Disney too, and they call a code white. So if you hear a code white being called, it's because it's remains cleanup,
really?
Ashes cleanup.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, I learned that from my uncle who knows all things. Yeah, anyway. So my other uncle was talking to me and he was saying when he went to scatter his dad's ashes, it was in the UK. So on, imagine like it's a gloomy, overcast day. You're being whipped in the face by like this cold, salty sea air. They're standing on the edge of the cliff and they're about to scatter him to the sea, like one of his favorite places before heading to a pub to go get a drink with the rest of his siblings. So they scatter the ashes, but did not take into account the wind. So the ashes just flew back in their face, all over the bushes around. And as they went to drink in the pub, they were looking out and it was like snow outside on the bushes, but it was their dad's ashes. And they were the only ones who knew that basically their father was all around them. Instead of being spread out to sea, he's in some pub in the UK.
Makes sense. He wanted a drink.
Yes. But this is where, so I laughed. I'm like, yes, okay, that's a funny story. And then he tells me this story. And so it went from laughable to horrifying, because if I were one of these people and this happened to me, like there's no one to sue, but I would think the world hated me. So it was a family and they were, I guess you can walk across the Golden Gate Bridge in San Francisco, right? It's that big iconic red bridge in San Fran. You see it in all the pictures. You could walk across it. So they decided to scatter the ashes of their loved one off the side of the Golden Gate Bridge, which is really romantic if you think about it. It's beautiful. It's picturesque, like a gorgeous place to be put to rest, except for the fact that there are tour boats. And there was a tour boat going underneath the Golden Gate Bridge.
Stop it.
At the same time, these unknowing, they had no idea, these people up top, and my uncle was on this boat, and this is how he knew it happened. I don't know that the family ever knew this happened. They spread the ashes, and the tour boat went right underneath, and the ashes went into everybody's eyes,
oh my God,
mouths, all over their faces. They're like, I can taste the ashes in my mouth. So this person's loved one, again, trying to do something nice, ended up in a bunch of tourists' mouths underneath the Golden Gate Bridge.
Did they not look below him before they scattered the ashes? How did they not see the boat coming underneath the bridge?
I think you probably don't think it's going to actually make it all the way down that far. Like, it's the wind is
going to...
Especially the Golden Gate where it's so windy, I just would assume that it would never make it into the water.
So high. I would assume it would go into the water, but you don't take into account the wind gusts.
Yeah.
So, and I've never been on it, so I don't know if you can see down through the bridge or if it's like a solid platform you stand on or like one of those platforms where you can see the water below you. So I can only imagine like the tour boat is coming up and they don't realize it and the wind gust takes it under the bridge and sucks it under there in a wind tunnel effect and slams it straight into people's mouths. And because they're on the water, there's like nowhere to go wash your face off. So they've got like ashes in their eyebrows, in their hair. They're picking like grandpa out of their teeth.
Oh my God. Seriously, right out of a movie.
Oh my God.
Man.
It was, I cackled so hard.
You're on The Bert Show.
Hi, here it is Melanie, who is willing to volunteer that she is stepping into Psycho this weekend. Kristen, what is stepping into Psycho?
Stepping into Psycho is when you are doing something outside your norm. You know what you are going to do is unhinged, would be considered psycho behavior, but you feel very justified in your actions.
All right, Melanie, you know you're stepping into Psycho this weekend. What are you doing?
Yeah, a little bit. I am actually going to sleep with my ex's dad.
That is as psycho as it gets. Okay,
tell more.
There must have been deep hurt here.
The guy's horrible. He's the worst. Not my ex's dad, but my ex. He was, he broke up with me because he's leaving me for somebody that he's cheating on me with.
Oh, no. I'm sorry, Melanie.
That sucks.
Yeah.
Where I come from, that sucks.
Yeah, it does.
I've heard it's not a great thing.
Okay, so I think there's a lot to unpack here. So after that, how you know the dad through your relationship with your boyfriend, and you guys have flirted in the past, have been fill in the blanks here.
And that should have been another red flag because I didn't. I never met his family, but he's connected with them on Facebook, so. So I was able to see his dad's profile and, I found out that he goes salsa dancing every Saturday. So that's my weekend if his dad is even remotely the ladies' man that he is, then I shouldn't have a problem.
I have questions as to why this would be the checkmate for getting back at your ex-boyfriend. So what would it be about sleeping with his father that would really get to him? Like, do they not have a good relationship? Has he always been jealous of his dad? Is there competition there?
So, I mean, everybody, who doesn't have daddy issues these days, right? But no, it's just that it'll get his attention, I think, in another way. Because he left me because he wanted to be with somebody who can make him, quote unquote, feel something.
Oh, so, did he say that to you, Melanie?
Yeah.
Well, you're about to make him feel something.
Yeah, you want to feel something? Here you go.
Oof. From a man's perspective, Bert, is this not the trump card she thinks it's going to be? Like, if I'm a guy, I'm thinking that this is a step down. Like, oh, you're going for my dad? Like, this is a downgrade.
Well, thank you for the compliment and referring to me as a man. Hasn't happened in a while.
Just trying to make you feel something.
You made me feel something. I would just, if I'm the ex and this really happens, I'm disgusted, and it confirms that I should have never been with you because you're an evil person.
That's why I think she should find somebody better to sleep with.
Mm-hmm.
Like the guy that he compares himself to. Now, if that's his dad, then maybe that's who you go for. But if there's a man that he was always jealous of, to me, that's the checkmate of getting to sleep with someone.
Well, the question is, Melanie, are you doing this for you or are you doing this for him? Like, if you're just doing this for you.
Column A, column B.
Yeah.
Column A, column B. It's like, it'll just feel really good to, I mean, right. Isn't the best way to get over a man is to get under another? I think that part's going to be fun.
Well, with any luck, it all won't last real long. So you got that going.
Might not even happen to begin with.
Right. All right. Well, let us know on Monday how it goes, okay? And find out if, how is this info supposed to get back to your ex?
That was going
to
be my question.
Yeah.
And like, how are you getting dad in on it?
So she's going to the family reunion.
Yeah, right.
No. Salsa dancing Saturday.
But how will your ex find out that you and his father did the do?
Oh, I'll send pictures.
Melanie, what kind of photos?
You know how men are after the fact. They'll fall asleep for a few minutes. So
you know what, girl? If it makes you feel better, then by all means, and you best be calling us on Monday.
All right. Good luck for you.
You're welcome. Thank you.
All right. See you now. Bye.
Bye.
Listen. It's the Bert Show.
All right, you guys, I have to share this DM with you guys. I have been getting so many. You really have made me rethink this thing. I've been getting so many nice DMs, obviously. The show's coming over. It's going to be over on October 24th. And the amount of love that I think we have all felt over the course of the last couple of weeks has really, from time to time, makes me go like, this is a pretty good situation here. What are you doing? What are you doing? I'm chasing joy, man. I am really trying to live authentically. And I just feel like I've done this for 25 years. And I'm ready to travel, ready to start a new part of my life. But when I get messages like this, man, and you realize, and I've said this over and over and over again, so excuse me if I'm saying the same thing. We come in here every morning. We make jokes. This is such an amazing job, you guys. We get to come in here and say the stupidest things and we get paid for it. We get to talk about pop culture and get paid for it. I'm sitting here joking with my friends, drinking coffee, and getting paid for it. And when you're behind a mic like this, I don't think that you realize, you can't let yourself realize, like, somehow, some way, we're having such a big impact in somebody's life that's listening in the car and that we're doing really important work. I've never come in here, really. There are very few days that I've come in here. Like when we're doing fundraisers, I really feel like we are doing important work. But on most days when we're just chopping it up with each other, I don't come in here going, this is a really important job. We got a job to do for the people because we are doing something really important. So when we get DMs or I'm getting DMs, from people saying, you guys literally changed my life and you're part of my routine and you got me through a really difficult time. These are the ones that are really touching me and I want to share with you guys because it has to do with all of us. This one specifically here, Kristen, is going to focus a lot on you.
Okay.
It says, I don't know where to begin on how much I'm going to miss you guys. I would say the Burt Show to me is like morning coffee to a caffeine addict. My day feels so off if I haven't heard your voices. My husband and I tried for 7 years to get pregnant. Mm. I knew IVF was inevitable, but it was like I was in denial and honestly scared to death of what the doctor would tell me. Because Kristen was given the platform and had the courage to share her journey, I finally mustered up the courage and sought out fertility treatments. Without her influence and your show, I wouldn't have my three boys, twins, who are right between Jimmy and Ace's age and a year old. If you look at the total impact you guys have had literally all over the world, I don't know about that.
I don't know. We're ranked 139 in the Netherlands.
That's right. I know this is so, so incredibly tiny. No, it's not. But those three little boys are my world, and I am forever indebted to you.
That's beautiful, but did you name them after us? Oh, yeah, she did say there's three of them, Bert, Kristen, and Abby.
You could tell us you love us, or you can show us if you didn't name those kids. Besides that, you guys have gifted me countless tidbits of advice. You've shared real, funny stories that I could relate to and made me feel normal. Not to mention, and at the risk of sounding like a total weirdo, you became my friends I have literally never met. This is how I feel about Heather McMahon. Shortly after you began sharing the news that you were dating Amanda, it was so clear how happy and at peace you were. I sent you a message saying that this is the perfect storybook ending that I can get on board with if you were to end the show. Well, she writes, here we are. And it holds true. You deserve nothing less than congratulations, heartfelt thanks, and the most sincere wishes. Thank you from the bottom of my heart. I can't wait to see where this new chapter takes you. Good things are in store. P.S. I'll be following along, waiting, and hoping to hear more about the travel group that you and Amanda are starting.
That's really nice. That was beautiful, and I'm so glad. Yeah, the TTC Club, man, that was something that I was not prepared for, obviously. And while it was such a difficult journey, the connections that were able to be made, I will forever be grateful for. And just the different vantage point you have on parenthood and motherhood, and the roller coaster of emotions, because I get it, because you want to be able to do this on your own, and not being able to do it, you feel like the biggest failure as a woman ever. Like, it takes such a toll on your self-worth and your self-esteem. But to hear that she's got three beautiful baby boys, that makes my heart so happy.
Little Bert, Kristen, and Abby. Precious little babies.
And what's odd is I never second guessed sharing that journey. I really honestly felt it's not something I ever wanted to go through. But when it happened, I'm like, okay, you can't have a testimony unless you're tested. And I was being tested, and it felt like that was my testimony, and it needed to be talked about, because when we first started going through it, it was like, man, there's really not a lot of people talking about this. So I'm glad it's become less taboo. There's less stigma. And I'm seeing that for just a lot of stuff. I'm seeing that when it comes to mental health. I'm seeing that when it comes to grief. I'm seeing that when it comes to infertility. I'm seeing that when it comes to a lot of subject matters. And I think that actually is one of the good sides of social media, is allowing people to be vulnerable and open and honest, and building these communities where it's like, man, I'm not going through this alone. There's so many other people out there who are enduring the same pain I am.
I think I'm starting to get it now, and I felt this in listening to a podcast this week from somebody that was retiring also, and had all of the same, he's rattling off all the same questions and insecurities and anxiousness he has about his retirement and moving on from the entertainment field. And as I'm listening to it, it's almost like I'm seeing, like he's saying the exact same things that I'm going through. And now I get it. Like, I think when I was going through my divorce or battle with like my discipline with alcohol or your IVF or you and your dating and having that horrible experience in Europe with that guy, and you were so hopeful. I think what the show has done over 25 years that we were very, very good at is making others feel seen by allowing ourselves to share our personal lives.
That's the whole point.
Yeah.
That's the whole point.
We might have never met. Like, we have never met her. She said we're her best friends, and she's never even met her. But through our words, she felt a connection. And I think, especially now in this time, where we feel so disconnected, and it does feel so divisive in this time in our life, I think connection, even if you're listening to people on the radio going through their struggles and sharing them through divorce and co-parenting, whatever else we were talking about, or God, Cassie's bad. I mean, who couldn't listen to the show the last couple of years and identify with Cassie, but also say, thank God my life is not Cassie.
You're welcome. Thanks for the perspective, babe.
Right? So I think that maybe is the thing that I'm so glad anybody that signs up to do this show has to be brave. They have to be courageous. They have to be funny. They have to be smart. And they have to be courageous
That's
enough to...
That's debatable.
Did you hear Mikey talk about trying to make ramen noodles this morning?
True.
Smart might be optional.
He's not a full-time member.
That's true.
Yeah, the part-time members, they can be stupid. But I do think at the end of the day, it's all been about connection.
1,000%. Like, that's... And I mean, that's why we do what we do to hopefully make an impact. I mean, I've said time and time again, what's the point of having a voice if you're not going to use it for good? And that's showing the good, bad, and ugly side of ourselves. And it's... It can take a toll, because there are some people who are going to receive it and you're going to find that community. And then there are some people who are going to take advantage of that and they're going to exploit that and they're going to judge you for that. But at the end of the day, you just have to stay true to yourself. And I feel like the show has stayed true to itself.
There are shows up and down the dial in every single city that come in. They're very fun. They talk about very superficial things. They hit a commercial or they hit music and they move on, right? But they're not connecting. And that's the thing that I want for Abby in her next job, is that this is few and far between now. What we're doing is few and far between. And she's so talented and she's so good and she's so vulnerable that I know her search is probably a little frustrating, because there aren't just a lot of shows like this.
Yeah, I mean, it's tough. I kind of knew when I came here, I'm like, this might be my first and last chance to ever get to do a radio morning show, which is kind of all I ever wanted to do in radio. So it's tough kind of looking at all these opportunities and going, wow, this is so exciting. I'm so grateful to have Bert backing me up and, you know, everything I've done being able to get me to these certain places. But I'm like, yeah, I don't know that I'll ever get to experience what we've created here. So I'm gonna miss it.
For sure you won't.
This is The Bert Show.
Want to feel more confident with your finances this year? If you have 60 seconds, I can show you how quick and easy it is to start building healthy money habits that could last you the entire year just by using Rocket Money. Step one, download Rocket Money. Step two, link all your accounts and see your entire spending picture, your subscriptions, your upcoming bills, your due dates, everything. Step three, tap a subscription you don't use and cancel it. Boom! That's money back every single month. Step 4, create a financial goal for something you want to save for, whether it be a vacation, a retirement account, or a pet's birthday. We don't judge. Now let the app automatically move small amounts of cash towards your goal. In a month, you'll see real dollars piling up. In a year, you'll be shocked at how much money you saved. Similar to the over 10 million members on the app that have saved up to $740 a year when using all of the app's premium features. Use the savings challenge as one step closer to feeling better about your finances today at rocketmoney.com/cancel. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. One more time, it's rocketmoney.com/cancel.
Drew McIntyre here from WWE. Wielding the Claymore can be a life of chaos. When I'm not dominating in the ring, Chumba Casino is how this warrior takes a wee break. With hundreds of online social games and new weekly releases, there's always something fresh to try. And those daily boosts, next level. Even my free time feels like Valhalla. So when life feels like a battle, kick up your feet, have some fun, and let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See T's and C's. 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Ooh, doing a lot of reminiscing today, huh?
Mm-hmm.
Ooh, well, it's emotional.
So the surprise guest, which has actually remained a surprise, we're hit or miss on these surprises for Bert as the Bert Show comes to a close.
Surprise-ish.
Yes. So they are old friends, but also new friends. So old friends of the Bert Show in that they have been listening to the Bert Show forever.
Oh, cool.
But newer friends in that we have forged a relationship with them and have had them on the air and have had them at events. So they definitely wanted to come in and share their appreciation and gratitude. So please welcome from Love on the Spectrum.
Oh, come on.
Connor Tomlinson and his mom, Lise.
Oh, how fun.
Yay.
Yay. Oh, this is awesome. Awesome. Oh my God, thank you.
Aww.
We heard a horrible rumor.
Someone told me you were leaving.
Bind you up to that chair.
I know. Like, can we get some rope and zip ties and just like.
I got it in the car.
Brilliant. Gotcha. Thank you, Lise. Look, thank you.
I've had some second and third thoughts over the course of the last couple of weeks. That's for sure, man. But yeah, it's all coming to an end on October 24th. And I know you've been listening for a very long time.
Oh, my God. Yeah, since I moved to Atlanta in 2002.
Yeah.
Yep. So from the very beginning. I didn't realize that, Lise.
No, I got here in 2002, and you guys, you were my man. You know?
Thank you.
That's why when you were talking about me, it was so bizarre.
Right. Must be like Inception. Like, what?
I was like, why is he saying my name?
I get like that, like when Leonardo DiCaprio spins that little top.
Yes. You've seen it. Man, Connor, it's great to see you, man. You're so busy.
Yeah.
The fact that you made some time to come in here this morning.
I know, right?
For this little show compared to now you're winning Grammys and all that stuff or whatever
Emmys.
It was, Emmys.
Emmys. Yeah.
Grammys are next year.
Yes.
And Grammys are more for music.
Right.
Can we talk about that TV debut, like on the script, like your scripted TV debut?
Oh,
that was incredible.
Yeah, Brilliant
guys.
Minds. Yeah. You guys saw the show?
Yeah.
I saw the clip. We have the clip right here.
Oh, here we go.
Oh.
I'm Michelle. I'm Adam's new caseworker. You must be his roommate, Tom.
You can't be in here. This is my personal space.
We're from Bronx General, and we're actually
here on a top secret mission.
Really? How so?
There's a code word we're trying to crack. Adam keeps repeating a word, Saya. Do you know what that means?
It does sound very mysterious. Sorry, I don't know what it means. But if you do see Adam, please tell him I didn't touch any of his stuff, okay? I know it's his room too, at least for the next month.
What happens in a month?
He turns 26.
And that's when services end at Tremont, right?
Adam likes it here. He doesn't want to leave. Last week when Gloria took him to see new apartments, he got really upset.
Really? What happened?
I wasn't there, but it sounded like a really big fight. You know, like... like that.
I'm not just saying this because you're here. Dude.
So good.
It's really good.
Nuts. Yes.
Honestly, I was actually a bit nervous for the role before, but then I actually did it. Sorry, I'm stuttering.
No, you're good,
you're great, babe.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, take as much time as you need.
Okay. Now, I got to admit, I was a bit nervous for the role when I first got it, but I went out there, I did the script, I said the line, and a couple retakes weren't so bad. In fact, it helped a little.
Yeah. Are there times now where, like, you're watching yourself on TV or something, and you're like, I can't believe this is my life?
Yeah, I still can't believe it.
He's like, every day.
I'll tell you a really funny story, and it's funny that you're in here this morning. I've been really sensitive to what I'm watching now on TV and what is coming up in my algorithms and stuff like that. So I usually watch about an hour of TV before I go to sleep, but I don't want to watch anything negative anymore. I'm just like at a point where I just need like positive. Yeah. And I don't know where those TV shows are, and I don't know what the movies are. So I go to ChatGPT last night and I'm like, what TV shows or what movies can I watch to put me to sleep and that are inspirational, life inspiring, right? And the first thing that came up, man, was a picture of you and Georgie.
Stop.
Yes.
Oh,
on Love on the Spectrum,
awesome.
Man. They said that was the suggested thing.
Yeah.
That's amazing.
That's amazing.
Yeah.
What was really cool about Brilliant Minds is we got an email asking if he wanted the role. And then when we got more of the information, we got the script and I was reading it and it said next to the character's line, channel Connor from Love on the Spectrum.
No.
So when I went, we said, okay, we're interested. Instantly, they just brought us to Toronto, Canada, where he filmed.
Yeah.
And I talked to the writer and the writer said, Connor was who inspired that guy.
Shut up.
Oh, and they said, we were thinking, why are we going to get someone to act like Connor? Why don't we just ask Connor?
Yeah.
Perfect.
Yeah.
And they did, and you crushed, man.
Yeah. Who does me better than me?
That's the truth, man. If there was going to be somebody, an actor, that was going to play you, who would that actor be?
Me, obviously.
But you're not on the table, all right?
You have somebody in your mind.
Yeah. What?
Remember the actor you want, if you can't play you, mm-hmm. who do you want to play you?
Let's see. Hang on. I can't think of any.
Dude, you've said Ben Affleck before.
Wait, Oh, yeah, Ben Affleck. Yeah, people say I somewhat resemble Matt Damon, but I replied back, I always thought I was more like Ben Affleck.
That would be a dang good actor.
Yes, it would be.
To play you.
Although we found out last night, J-Lo was on the Howard Stern show, uh-huh. and she loves Love on the Skyline.
Oh, get out, really?
Really? Huh.
So the last time you guys were in here, I'll let you guys in on a little something. I text Lise, and I think that because I saw the way the industry churned out Justin Bieber, and there were times where Kristen and I would interview him after the years, like first time he came in, he was so excited to be in here and he was so full of life, and they just worked and worked and worked and worked that kid till he was exhausted, that I reached out to you and I'm like, hey, just as a friend, if you ever need anybody to like talk to about, you know, his schedule or if he's getting burned out or how to navigate, I'm here for you because I see him everywhere. And I'm just, how are you putting a governor on allowing him to be this huge star now that he is, but also like taking some time and just not letting the industry chew him up?
So that's a great question. And we do everything we do, and I want to be out there, we talk with Connor on the front end. We show him everything. Do you want to do this? Do you want to go forward? And if it's a yes, we support him. And then I am super protective. And we always have about accommodations when we do a contract. Like when we did Brilliant Minds, we wrote in, he can do 3 retakes, then he gets a break if he wants it.
Mm. And smart.
I remember being on set, and they were going on to their, like, 4th or 5th retake, and I stopped and I looked at him and I said, are you okay? Mm-hmm. And he goes, Mom, I'm zoned in. So I backed up, but we always do that when we go somewhere and we travel. Mm-hmm. There has to be a rest day. Mm-hmm. And I'm very strict about that.
Do you, Connor, do you rest on your rest days? Because you always seem like you're up to something, man. Yeah. Can you actually rest, or this work ethic you have always wants to work?
Yep. I often get rest days.
Yeah.
And what do you do on your rest days? You just do what?
Just whatever.
Whatever.
Bob's Burgers. You're watching all the wacky cartoons. You just lays in the hotel and chills.
Yeah.
Good.
No. Mm-hmm. So I've always been his mama bear, momager. Yeah. So I'm just doing it now, and we just make sure.
Great.
It does. It looks like it's concentrated, but it is always spread out.
Great. Are you keeping your relationship with Georgie private, or can I ask you about it?
We just can't really say anything right now.
Can't really say anything right now.
With Netflix and stuff.
We can't really say anything. Sorry, NDA can't be helped. Sorry.
It's a big shot now.
We've lost him. What an honor to have you guys in. You really touch everybody that you come in contact with. We saw it at noon tonight. As soon as people knew that you were there and you started walking, the enthusiasm. And I think that even if when people meet you, if they don't overtly like are excited, I think inside they're freaking out because you have such a positive effect on people.
Yeah.
Yeah, you do.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
That's a kind thing. Do you want to give Bert his present?
Oh, yeah.
We got you a little gift.
Oh, yeah. Thank you.
So, Bert, now that you're retiring and coming off the air, well, we got you a little present.
Okay.
Some blank pages.
Well, we'll let him open it.
If you will. Well, you might say a blank page to write the next chapter of your life.
Aww. Just
like a journal.
Where you're going to next.
Oh, wow. That's a really nice one.
It's an empty book.
Thank you.
Write your next chapter.
I haven't written anything in a very long time with my hands. So
if you saw his handwriting.
You'll have plenty enough time.
If you saw his handwriting, though, you would understand why he doesn't write anything.
You can draw pictures.
No, Connor's right. You'll have plenty enough time.
Right. It's a beautiful gift. Thank you. And thank you guys for taking time. Yeah. I know you're so busy now, and we've just been so touched by you guys coming in. It's been awesome.
Thank you.
Thank you, Bert.
Are going to miss you. Atlanta's going to miss you. I can't believe you're doing this to us.
Well, I've been saying that for the last 6 weeks.
And then after that last phone call with whoever's calling in on Monday about the dad, how can you take that stuff away from us?
Yeah, right. What were you going to say, Connor? I'm sorry.
Well, hope you like your present.
That's beautiful, man.
Happy retirement.
Thank you, Connor. I appreciate it really, really a lot. Whew. It's The Bert Show.
This is The Bert Show.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Victory Lane? Yeah, it's even better with Chumba by my side.
race to ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See TNCs 21+. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.